last week's press conference, you mentioned that the cool thing about playing in December is that you were part of the group that still had something to play for, and other mm-hmm. teams have to sort of make their decide what they want to play for. Technically, still in the playoff race, do you still look at it that way? Do you still look at this the same way you did last week?
Well, I still look at it in terms of us wanting to do everything we can to go into Denver and find a way to win. It's about one game at a time. You know, you get what you earn in this league. I believe that. And, you know, we didn't do enough to earn our way to be in second place today. And we had that opportunity, so that's disappointing. But, you know, as far as getting excited about playing football and getting an opportunity as a team to go out there and put together a real good football game, that's what we're looking to do.
There were a few guys that had said that Sunday's loss kind of stung the most, maybe, out of all of them. Do you have to maybe put more of an emphasis in getting them to turn the page quickly because of the maybe emotional impact that this would
be? I think, you know, my approach on that has been pretty consistent. You know, they all sting to me. I don't like losing at anything. It's much more enjoyable to be up here on Mondays talking with you all after victories. Everything we do, it's about winning. It's about production. So playing and coaching to win games, what we're all about. So, you know, there's no, you know, moral victory. You know, there's no, you know, happy because you played it close. None of that kind of stuff. So we look, we're disappointed. Our fans were so fired up yesterday. There's nothing more that our team wanted to do than deliver a big victory at home and put ourselves in second place, right in the thick of the playoff hunt. Now it's extremely unlikely for us. I think it's obvious with I look at the different probability tables. I think we're 1% chance or something. You know, that's not real good odds. It's kind of like the Dumb and Dumber deal, you know, so we still have a chance. Huh? So, but the reality is we have a good group of players. They believe in each other. We know that we have not played our best football yet. We feel like we have a chance to do that in this last month.
You find this to be a resilient group with a short memory? They didn't seem to get discouraged during the three-game losing streak, bouncing back with the big win to Tennessee.
The groups remain tight, purposeful, and for that I give them a lot of credit. They've been really good teammates, I expect our guys to bounce back and keep fighting and play hard.
What did you see from the running game after you looked at it on tape?
We hit a couple early, and then, you know, the majority of the afternoon from that point on, it was, you know, we stuck with it, but we gave it opportunities, but we really didn't generate the kind of explosiveness that we showed early in the game.
Gary Kubiak's come out and said Brock Osweiler is going to continue as a starting quarterback for the Broncos. You know Brock Osweiler really well. What's different about him with Peyton Manning? How's he been able to maintain their success since Manning's been out?
I haven't studied him totally. Having practiced against him for a few years. He's a big athletic guy, and I would think the biggest thing is he allows them to be under center more with the threat of the run game and the bootlegs and the things on the edges of the defense that it will play more into what Gary probably wants to do.
On that third interception, Amari says that he could have run a better route to maybe get to the ball at a point where
Yeah.
Your view on that one specifically?
I think at the end it was all a matter of I tried to do too much. Okay. And, you know, at one point we had a 6-point lead, the ball in our possession, driving on the 33 going in with a chance to go up 2 scores. And it got away from us. You know, tried to do too much in that situation, turned it over, and then they missed the extra point. It was 20-20. We had another opportunity, and we're driving again. And so it's just unfortunate that, you know, We we had some crucial turnovers, at a key juncture. And look, they're good players that were involved. They're going to remain good players. I believe in these guys. As a staff, we believe in our guys. We understand it was a rough day. It's a rough day. So if there's a need to blame or any of that, just blame me. I'd rather shoulder it. Just blame me. And then we'll move forward because I believe in what we're doing. I believe in the guys we have. I believe in the coaches and the players and the effort that we're getting. And we're going to turn this thing and become a really good football team. It just hasn't happened quickly enough over the first 12 games, 12 opportunities we've had. You know, we're sitting here with 5 victories after 12 games, and I expected more. Well, I think the sting of having that experience will stay with you. I don't think there's any question about that. I think also some of the adulation, some of the high of how good it went, you know, that like he's done it a couple of times, that stays with you. So I think you learn from good and bad experiences. There's no question in my mind. The guy's super talented. He's taking all the responsibility he needs to. I think we all share in our responsibility of how we can better prepare. And like I said, I completely believe in the young man, and I'm confident that he'll learn from, you know, that experience yesterday and be stronger going forward.
Because of the success he had, is it sometimes easy for fans, media, and maybe even coaches to forget that he is only in his second year?
Well, no, I mean, I don't know if you I don't think we ever forget about it. I think you also don't want to make it something where you're, excusing, you know, the reality is that we had that opportunity. It got away from us. You can't explain it away, but you can learn from the experience and move forward. And that's what we're going to do. Right.
And he splits two guys for a touchdown.
Right. Right.
So how do you straddle a line between that guy and the interception?
That's right. Well, it's a fine line, right? It's a fine line. I think if you're approaching it the right way, have the courage to get back up, get back in the box, and prepare the way we've been preparing and take your cracks at it. I just believe in that process in terms of improving yourself and improving your team, and so we'll continue to do that. Now, that was a great throw, but that could be considered a danger throw. So when you're able to gun a few of those in, it might give you confidence to do other things, and there's some good in that.
All the attention obviously paid to the end of the interceptions, but I think Kansas City only had 16 yards in the last quarter. Part of that's because they had so much return yardage. How do you assess the play of your defense after a game like that?
I thought for a long stretch, I thought we were very effective, getting the ball back. Prior to that drive out that I talked about earlier, where we're up 6 and driving, we forced a 3-and-out, got the ball right back, and we're on the move again. So there were some really good moments. I thought Khalil Mack took another step forward in terms of, asserting himself in the front, showed up around the quarterback 3 different times, ended up with 2 sacks. Really good to see. Mario Edwards continues to play well. So there were some good things that went on. That's why we were in position to win the game. We just didn't close the deal. But overall, I think the defense over the last several weeks has shown improvement and made some strides.
You earlier in the season when you played Denver, I think Steve Ass missed 2 field goal attempts that game. He missed one yesterday and then an extra point, which he hadn't missed before. Do you still feel as confident as ever trotting him out there with a field goal attempt?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I believe in what I see, the way he's worked at it. Yeah, obviously he knows that we need points any time we line up for him, and we count on him for that.
Well, when you see, I mean, Mac doesn't line up over the same offensive lineman every single time, but can you see him working his opponent, you know, like somewhat to get him thinking one way and the other, using speed one moment or, and then going power where he's able to manipulate the guy into making a big play at 2 on 3rd down, you know, things like that?
He is developing his skill level as a pass rusher. You know, last year he gave great effort and came close a lot, and really feel like he's learning how to finish some of the nuances of being a pass rusher, and a lot of it has to do with some of the technique and the ability to finish and, you know, go from being a pressure to a sack. And I think he's, you know, over the last couple of weeks he's really started to assert himself and has made a pretty strong impact for us.
Clive got all 5 balls that were thrown to him yesterday. Has he been making the kind of progress you hoped to see?
Yeah, I mean, Clive's done a nice job. You know, he's developing as a blocker as well. Yeah, all 5 targets, he was, you know, we were able to catch 5 receptions with those opportunities. So, you know, we envisioned when we brought him here, you know, of him bringing that ability to be a guy that can block and go out and catch balls, and I think he's developing nicely.
Ball has been out for some time. Is he progressing maybe slower than you'd hoped or expected?
I think it'll be tough for him to make it back.
Okay.
Yeah, he's I think we keep trying. I think it's, you know, we'll see where it goes, but it, you know, got a month left, and we were hopeful we'd have him back by now, and it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. So at some point here, we'll have to make a decision with him.
How has Ben Heady played? He had half a sack yesterday. Seems to bring a lot of energy to the defense.
He does. He does. No, he's done that from day one. You guys have seen it. You know, Ben is full of energy. He really flies around. He shows up around the ball a lot. You know, was in on that sack. Really keyed it. Didn't get him down by himself, but was a central part of that one pressure on 3rd down. So he's done well with the opportunities he's had.
Some guys seem to play better when, you know, than they show in practice. And is that a case where he kind of is giving you more on the field now that he's getting those opportunities, or maybe you expect it from him?
Well, no, I just say that, you know, we called on him to play more, and he's played well with that opportunity. You know, it's kind of like Neron got the first crack at it, did a nice job, but then got injured. And then, you know, eventually we turned to Ben, and he's done a nice job with the opportunity. So, you know, you do the best you can in practice. Once we get to this part of the season, you're really trying hard to develop the young guys, but a lot of times it comes on scout team. And so when you do enough there to give you an opportunity, then yeah, we'll move you into defensive work. And this fly is killing me up here. Yeah, but
is that kind of the route you took? You started on the scout team and kind of caught you guys there?
Special teams, and I think both Neron and Ben were guys that stood out on special teams, and typically guys that stand out there. They stand out there because they're good players, and they end up, you know, working their way on the defense.
DJ had 24 snaps yesterday. He didn't seem to be targeted too much by them. I imagine he must have held up pretty well.
Yeah, I think overall we were pretty solid in the back end. I thought, you know, really a couple of times we didn't adjust and get. There were a couple screens where we didn't get our 3rd guy into the picture. He was kind of trying to play it halfway and didn't get out close enough, so we end up a little short on a couple of those little screens. But other than that, I thought we were pretty solid. The test came back negative, you know, so nothing major going on. And so he'll be day-to-day in terms of how sore that is and when we think he'll be back.
Is it the same knee?
It is.